Well, the National Governors Association wrapped up its summer meeting over the weekend in Rhode Island, with many governors making a case against the Republican Senate health care bill. Next year, when the Democratic governors meet, they're going to have a new leader. Washington Governor Jay Inslee is set to take over as head of the organization from Connecticut's governor. Inslee has emerged as a fierce critic of President Trump. Austin Jenkins from the Northwest News Network partnered with the Seattle Times to look into the Washington governor's political ambitions. Here's his report.
Ever since President Trump was inaugurated, Washington Governor Jay Inslee has been popping up on cable news.
What is happening right now, Republicans are having a head-on collision with reality.
He's been on CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News. He's blasted the president over immigration, health care, climate change. And in doing so, Inslee's developed something of a national profile. And soon, he'll likely attract more attention. That's because in 2018, Inslee will chair the Democratic Governors Association, or DGA. He's currently vice chair. Inslee clearly sees this role in the context of the Resist Trump movement.
I'm no secret about it. I've talked to people who are intensely interested in having a pushback against Donald Trump, and the place to do that is in the governor's races.
2018 is going to be a big year for governor's races, 36 contests nationwide. So what will this mean for Inslee as chair of DGA? Kyle Condick is managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball. It's a politics and election newsletter published by the University of Virginia.
Of course, the Democrats are going to want to try to maximize the number of governorships they could win next year, and the DGA is a big part of that. So that makes Inslee a very important person in the 2018 campaign.
Inslee takes on this job at an interesting moment in history. Democrats hold just 16 governorships nationwide. Inslee's job is going to be to move that number up. He's already got a joke, delivered straight-faced, about the DGA's voter turnout operation.
We have a chairman that is incredibly effective at turning out Democrats. His name is Donald Trump.
Jokes aside, Republicans acknowledge they are on defense heading into 2018, not because of the president, but because they have to defend so many seats.
We're victims of our own success.
This is John Thompson with the Republican Governors Association. He doesn't accept the assumption that 2018 will be a good year for Democrats, and he accuses Inslee and other Democratic governors of overconfidence bordering on obnoxiousness when it comes to their 2018 prospects.
We've seen many, many times that governor's races are harder to nationalize. They're harder to connect to Washington. They're not like a Senate or congressional race.
Republicans do hold one clear advantage, money. In 2016, the RGA outraised the DGA by more than 2-1. Inslee will face pressure to try to narrow that gap. He's already gotten a taste of fundraising for the DGA. Through a public records request, we obtained a copy of Inslee's itinerary for a trip he took to Los Angeles back in April of 2015.
Let's see. I met with a representative of the Disney Corporation.
We showed Inslee a copy of his schedule from that trip to refresh his memory. Besides Disney, Inslee was scheduled to meet with other Hollywood types. The list included Lawrence Bender, best known for producing Quentin Tarantino films. Inslee said he didn't recall the details of this particular trip, but added,
I will do trips that are predominantly about raising funds for the DGA. No question about that.
The DGA is likely to raise more than $100 million for 2018 from corporations, unions, and wealthy individuals. Previous top donors to the DGA with headquarters or major operations in Washington state include Boeing, Microsoft, and Amgen. Inslee insists that rubbing shoulders with big-time donors won't influence his work as governor. But Kyle Condick with Sabato's Crystal Ball says it could aid Inslee if he aspires to national office.
The chairmanship of a big party committee is a good way to introduce oneself to big donors and big figures in your party. It's also a way to get just sort of more visibility for yourself. But Jay Inslee's probably going to be doing more national interviews and television appearances than maybe he otherwise would have done.
Inslee's already been mentioned as a possible presidential candidate in 2020. When asked, he says he's not running. For Here and Now, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.